Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome nationally syndicated radio host and best-selling author, Dave Ramsey.
Boy, I got to tell you, this is a tough lesson right here. This is a tough lesson because there's absolutely nothing entertaining or exciting about it. And I'm supposed to make it entertaining, exciting, and maybe even funny. Go figure that. But this is a lesson that will absolutely steal your financial peace. If you don't understand insurance, you're going to have a problem because insurance has all kinds of holes in it, all kinds of things you can get your foot stuck in, all types of traps that have been set for you out there. You can get absolutely in a mess with insurance. You can make a mess that is unbelievable. You can hurt your finances. And you can wake up 20, 25, 30 years later with some of these types of insurance. And only then do you find out they're a problem. So what we're going to try to do in this session is we're going to spring the trap. There we go. Ooh, scary stuff. I was scared I was going to step in that thing. Whew, that would have been bad. So what we're going to do is literally do something that doesn't, well, that it's almost an oxymoron in our culture. We're going to understand insurance. So look at that page and let's begin to fill in the workbook as we go along. The purpose of insurance is to transfer risk. Now, insurance is good. Insurance is a financial planning tool. But how many of us could say we hate insurance? We all have this nagging feeling down inside that somehow there's something wrong. Well, there is something wrong. Absolutely. Many of these types of insurance and the way we buy them absolutely are ripping us off. So I'm going to teach you, because I don't sell insurance, although I have been licensed to sell almost every kind of it at one time or another. I've dropped all the licenses, and that way I can say whatever I want. I'm not regulated. So I can tell you the truth now, because I don't care. It doesn't matter. I'm just a teacher. And what this lesson ends up doing is making some insurance people mad. And you know the other thing that's interesting is? I get letters from former insurance people. After they watched this lesson, they couldn't keep doing it the way they were doing it because they understood it for the first time and they had been selling it for years. Isn't that amazing? I'm a consumer advocate. I don't have an axe to grind. I don't care what you do. I'm here to teach you, and then whether you take that knowledge and do something with it is a whole nother thing. Insurance is necessary because until you have big, big cash, certain losses can bankrupt you. So wisdom says you need to transfer that risk. You need to take that risk and move it onto someone else. If you have a loss in one of these major areas, and these are the basic coverages that we're going to talk about, they're the types that you do need, and we're also going to talk about the types of insurance that you don't need, some of the gimmick plans that are out there that absolutely are not necessary, and many of us have owned them or do own them already. Now let's look at the basic types. Homeowners and renters insurance, we all know about that. Auto insurance, health insurance, disability insurance, life insurance, of course, and number six is long-term care insurance. So homeowners or renters, auto, health, disability, life, and long-term care.